Hi, Dust.
Hi, Leon.
How are you, brother?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, very well. Anyway, enough about us. Let's say hello to the listeners. Hello, listeners. Useless. Absolutely useless. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks.
That's the kind of listener we want. Just a useless, kind of just lazy.
Don't
just,
be. All right.
Yeah, no, okay.
This is a bad first impression you're giving.
Absolutely. I apologise, listener, and I apologise, Dust.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell them what the show's about?
Absolutely, I would. We are Agony Uncles.
We are Agony Uncles. I'm Leon. Hi.
And I'm Dustin.
Agony Uncle. And Dust, you actually are an uncle in real life, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. So
do you want to tell me a little bit about all the listeners about what it is to be an uncle?
Well, basically, one of your siblings has to have a baby.
Right.
And depending on your gender, you are an aunt or, indeed, in my case, an uncle.
And I know. And there's been lots of nonsense about Agony Aunts. I don't see what the appeal is.
They grab the limelight, really, don't
big
they?
Big time. In all the papers, like Deirdre. I think there's a Deirdre.
Is there?
Yeah, Deirdre? There's a Deirdre. But anyway, we're here for the boys, and we're here to say, look, we can do just as good a job, if not better.
If not, yeah. Better.
Me and Dust are lucky enough and fortunate enough to work in a female store environment, but in the warehouse department. So when the girls walk in, they're just hit with this massive wall of testosterone. It's like, whoa! So, today's episode is set in the warehouse.
Congratulations.
And number one, the very first one is, what is the best date movie?
That's a nice one to start with.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
Do you have a favourite?
A favourite date movie?
Yeah, I mean, if you were going to go on a date with a girl, what would you take her to?
Probably want something like quite scary, you know.
Yeah.
So they're like that. Ooh,
yeah.
Help me.
But you don't want to go like crazy scary. You know, there are scary movies that are just, you know, like massive like rape scenes and.
Yeah, that would be a mistake. I
yeah,
think.
That'd be really, really bad. Or like something like The Centipede. She's gonna feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're crying. She's crying.
Yeah, it's just gonna be, and you're not getting any that night.
Not getting any sleep that night.
Thanks, Leon and Dustin.
Okay, I'll take this one.
Go on.
It says, Adele is pregnant.
We can't fix that. Good on you. Well
yeah,
done.
It's true.
It's just what we're
she
doing.
Is.
Are we doing the statements? Are we doing topics?
What do you think about Adele being?
Great. Good.
Yeah. Good on her.
Yeah. Well done. And
come on, you girl.
Yeah. Well done, lad. Right.
Well done, mate.
He owns her.
He doesn't.
This isn't the 50s. But you know. He's tied her down. No.
He's impregnated her.
And congratulations. Well done, eh? Well, yeah, we'll give her a little applause. I think that's enough now.
I don't know which I kissed, my boyfriend or his twin sister. They're completely identical.
Not completely identical, it's silly, isn't it? Would you fess up? Would you tell your boyfriend?
No, definitely not.
No. I think I would just go on with my life and just pretend it never, ever happened.
Ever happened.
Unless the sister...
She might start trying to make more of it weird, wouldn't it?
Then you just have to like shut her down straight away. Stop! Stop it! Don't. You come. No.
It probably happens all the time.
I'd say go straight to your boyfriend and be like, look, this may have happened. I was really drunk. And then laugh about it.
I kissed your sister.
It being like a funny story.
Should we do a bit of role play?
How do you mean?
I'll be this woman.
Okay.
And you be...
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can do this. Shoot.
Hey, honey.
Hey, you alright?
Sit down.
I am sitting down.
Okay. Do you want a cup of tea?
I'm on the toilet. Yes, I'd love a cup of tea. Yes.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Oh, that's nice, yeah. What have you done? Hey.
Well, you're not going to believe this.
All right.
And remember what you did the other day when you spilt
milk.
Chocolate and milk. You didn't tell me about the milk.
Hey, just kidding. Oh,
you better be. I kissed your sister.
What? What,
you're
what?
Very similar.
What,
I thought it was you.
You thought it was me?
Yeah.
That's awful. I'd throw this cup of tea in your face. I'm going to be the guy that's like, hey.
Are you right?
Yeah, good, thanks. Get your feet off the sofa. What have I told you?
I'm not a dog. I
know you're not
like.
A dog. You can do what you like. Stop being silly. Now, I want the remote.
I'm watching. Come
Coronation
with me.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I've seen this one.
Don't like, ruin it.
That was a right bitch.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, I
can see that myself.
Oh, by the way, on Friday night,
yeah.
Guess what?
Go on.
I snogged your sister.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I kissed your brother.
What?
And your dad. What?
Why have you been like that? You're completely out of character. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
See, see, my way's so much better. Am I wrong?
Just fess up, all right?
Fess up, but laugh about it.
I think we solved that.
Congratulations. Well done. Okay, I got one here. It says, I think I hate my baby. Again, more of a statement.
I think as well.
Yeah, there's not. There's no certainty in it. Thinking it is probably better than just saying, I hate my baby. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So she considers, it's coming from a girl. It must come from a girl.
Must be.
Why do you think she hates her baby?
Maybe it's like a really horrible baby. Get horrible babies.
Do you?
Yeah, that are like throwing up everywhere.
Like just throwing up all over. Yeah. Like,
clean it up.
Yeah, clean it up, mum. We're going to do. Yeah, or maybe like the baby just like wets and cries. But that's supposed to last, not forever. It's supposed to last.
Ideally not forever.
No, I don't know what to do in this scenario.
Get another?
Well, you have another baby.
Have another go.
There you go. Yeah, and you can't get that. Well, you could get it wrong twice.
Oh, you know, just keep going.
Get an animal, and then you can kind of just like...
Get a budgie.
I get a budgie.
Why not?
What's a budgie? What are you a budgie for?
Have a little chat with it.
No, you can't.
Why?
You talk to parrot.
Talk to budgies as well.
No, because they can't talk back to you.
Yes, they
can't,
can.
You can't have a conversation with a budgie.
Yes, you can.
Or a parrot, because a parrot would just be reciting whatever you say.
Yeah, but a budgie is a lot cleverer than a parrot.
I actually heard a story about this parrot who was like maybe like 60 years old, something silly, and its very last word was cheerio.
Cheerio.
Yeah.
And then died.
And then just died.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really sad. I wonder what if they bury parrots. You bury your animals?
Yeah, a dog I would bury. I don't know I'd bury a parrot.
I don't think I'd want to bury a dog. I don't think I'd want to bury any animal.
It, like a hamster's easy, isn't it?
You just throw one of those, can you?
Just chuck it.
Yeah. And then, you know, the world kind of like...
takes it.
Yeah. So another like a mole or something else. Or
a mole.
Or something.
Or get like a mole.
An eagle. Yes, get yourself a mole.
Okay, I've got one here. I've been asked by my neighbour, elderly neighbour, to help them die.
Well, what, as in like the arrangements, as in like funeral songs?
And... I think you mean kill them.
Wow.
It's a bit dark, that one.
What do you do in that situation?
You can't do it, surely.
Well, you can't do it, but say scenario-wise, you go over, you help out, you do your bit, it's your neighbour, like the hedge is getting too big, you do stuff like that.
But not kill them.
No, but if you see them and they're in a really, really bad way, clearly they have no family, you go over, so it's like your mum and dad, they pop over once in a while, like at Christmas or something.
Sure.
You know, to just give them a little bit of, I don't know, roast, give them a roast or invite her over.
Quality streets.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You know, maybe sit sometimes and have a little tipple with them, a little bit of sherry.
Ooh, a little bit of sherry.
It's a nice little treat. But I suppose your job is promoting life and saying, you know what, there are people around. What do you do?
It would have to be just them. Otherwise, the husband's like, don't kill her. What are you doing? Get out of the house.
I've got it. I know exactly what you should do. You should take them over a box set of something and maybe watch an episode. Yes, that's what we'll do. We'll take her or him.
Lost.
An episode. Yes, let's take them in the box set of Lost. And they will be introduced to new characters.
Don't
they
kill
will
them.
Make new friends. No, exactly. Don't kill them.
Make them live longer.
Absolute. One episode a day. What a nice little... Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with that.
We came up with a good one there.
I'm quite chuffed. Well done. Okay.
Congratulations.
Well done. If
ding,
you...
Ding.
You watch Lost, yeah. If you could be like any sort character in Lost, who would you be?
I think I'd want to be Jack.
Yeah. I mean, Jack's cool. He gets a little bit weaker and... I think I'd want to be Sawyer or Desmond.
Sure.
I think more Sawyer, because Sawyer's badass and stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Where are you in the box set of Lost?
The plane's just crashed.
Third one.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say a nice big thank you to my friends Leon and Dustin. I love you.
Okay, I've got one.
Go on.
It hurts when I urinate. ?
That's when you urinate. What would you advise the person?
Seek a doctor. Seek medical attention.
Can I just stop urinating?
No.
Yeah, just stop it.
No, you can't.
Stop taking fluids and drinking. Just stop it. Stop! Right, okay, next one. I am interested in Scientology. What do I do?
Become a Scientologist.
Yeah, I suppose the next step would be to become a Scientologist.
Yeah.
We had a friend who who went to the Scientology department. Is it called a department? It's the church, I suppose,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, the Church of Scientology.
Is it a church? Is it a temple? Is it a...
I think it's a church.
Just a, yeah, okay. And they said that they were... He found it really interesting. But I think they said that he was very conscious of their wording. And, sure. Because I think he said that there were lots and lots... They spent loads of money on that building. Huge amounts of money on that building. And they'd say stuff like, oh, well, next time you come back, if you do, there's an area upstairs we'd really, really like to show you. What's do you know that? What I mean? What?
What's in there?
See, you'd be a pure example of them saying, oh, look, if you come back next time, here's what we got. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then you go back next time, and then you go up to the room, and then they go, but if you come back a third time, we'll take you up to the next room. And you're like, oh
yeah.
Suddenly they've got your interest, right?
Yeah.
So the idea, I think that's how they make their money. It's just a massive, massive, massive building.
It's just the huge apartment building.
Yeah. There's something else. There's a treat at the very, at every level.
Yeah.
And I suppose when you get to the very top, there's just like Tom Cruise in this swivel chair. And like this little cat he's just stroking.
I like him a lot, actually. I think he's very cool.
Yeah, he is cool. Apparently, like in interviews, he's just like the nicest guy. But also quite charismatic.
Also, really.
You know, which is like something you want in like a...
I can imagine that.
You know, he's had like quite a few wives and
girlfriends
and maybe he's just like...
Needs to like, grow up hair.
Yeah, grow up hair, Tom. Go
kill your neighbour.
Go kill your neighbour. Go do something like that.
He would though, wouldn't he?
Oh, of course he would. He's a good lad, mate.
Anything I could do.
He's like, oh, can you help me? I'm really ill.
Yeah, of course I can. Yeah, yeah. You'd be cool, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd do it like in a Mission Impossible kind of like. I think I've just spotted a dead spider in the corner of the room.
That's horrible, isn't it?
It's massive.
Very horrible.
Massive and curled up. And there's a little spider right next to it. Just like,
little baby.
What?
It's like the spider version of... The Lion King?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And there's Scar in the corner. Can you see Scar?
Yeah.
Scar's just like looking up on the
Be
dead body.
Be prepared.
Is that the song again? Is that it?
That's it.
Whoopi Goldberg plays one of the hyenas. Little fact for you.
Thank you so much, Leon and Dustin.
I've just got out of prison and I would like a new identity. Please help.
Interesting.
Okay, all right. Interesting. Well, I'd say straight away, grow yourself a moustache.
Yeah.
First thing that came into my head. First thing. Grow yourself a moustache. And if you have one, get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
No one to see it again. Dye your hair.
Yeah, that's good. That's
grow it. Your hair.
Shorten your hair. Cut your hair.
It all off. Shave your hair off.
Don't
shave your hair off. You know what? If you did shave your hair off, people wouldn't recognize. Well, they probably would recognize you. Without one ear.
I wish I could grow a beard.
You don't grow a beard?
Well, if I grow it, it just grows under the chin, like an Amish beard.
Right. I would shave the areas you want facial hair. So, like your top lip. Start shaving that bad boy every morning. Shave for a little while.
Even if there's no hair.
Even if there's no hair, and trick your body into doing it. And your body will be like, oh, he's shaving there. I'm going to grow some hair there.
What are you talking about?
I should be growing hair there. He's clearly shaving there. You trick your body into doing it. I'm deadly serious. I could start shaving my forehead and then hair will grow on it. I guarantee you, I believe that as
fact. That's happening. You're going to shave your forehead.
No, I'm not going to shave my forehead. It makes more sense if you shave your top lip. This is clearly you.
Oh,
this is clearly you because of that horrible stint in prison you did. You got through it, though. And I can only congratulate you for getting through it. Well, you know what? You might as well tell the listeners what you've done. I'm sure they're really intrigued. Yeah, well, look, we've come this far. It only makes sense. Just tell them what you got up to, you naughty little boy.
Well, my neighbour asked me to kill them. And I got the wrong neighbour.
Brilliant. And you must have really annoyed the other neighbour as well.
Yeah, I was really
as in the other neighbour was just like...
Yeah, and their families as well. Like,
yeah, you must have really pissed them off.
Well, they were around for dinner, you know. They were just chomping down on a roast and... I roll in with my pillow. Boom, 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 boom. Hello.
Grow a moustache or grow a beard.
Thank you, Leon Dustin.
Okay, I've got one. It says, Spain won Euro.
That was like forever ago now.
I know, we know we got this one, right?
Yeah.
He won. How much did he win?
He won a fair amount of money.
About 50 quid, was it?
Yeah, it was decent.
That's good.
Do you remember what you got?
Not sure, really. Who did you get?
I got Turkey.
You got Turkey, did you?
Yeah.
In the Euro.
Big time.
Yeah, I think
big time.
Got Papua New Guinea.
What should I call my newborn baby?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that's nice. Congratulations.
Specified the sex of the baby.
Do you know what? You must, in the back of your mind, know what you'd call your little girl or little boy. Dust.
Randy.
Randy. Randy's all redneck. Rusty. Yeah, it's very redneck. Very crunk juice.
Sounds like a character in Dallas.
It does. You've been watching the new series of Dallas.
I have, actually. I've really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Is it? Do you watch it with your family?
Yeah, I watch it with my mum. She loves it.
She's a fan.
Yeah.
It's on Channel 5, isn't it?
It is,
you know what? It's the only thing that really puts me off about it is the commercials, the loads of breaks in the middle of it.
Just tape it.
Yeah, I suppose that makes more sense. And it's good, is it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I might... No, I'm not. Yep. I'm definitely not going to watch it, if I'm honest with you.
It's like Lost.
No, it's not. Dallas. It's nothing like Lost. That's ridiculous. That's really tough, actually. Go and find a book... And in the book, they will tell you what to do. This is us solving your problem.
If you like any of the names that we've suggested, then tell us that you've named your baby that.
Yeah, you know what? Nice. If it's called Dust, that's great. Leon is a great name.
Dustin's better, though.
No, let's be honest. What does Dustin mean? You know what Dustin means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Warrior.
That's ridiculous. That's not true.
It is true.
There is no way there's a warrior Dustin out there. There is...
What's Leon mean?
Leon means lion. So,
obviously.
Of course it does.
So, Leon.
Yeah, all right. But it means lion, so your child will become...
A lion.
Not a lion, but courageous.
Well, warriors kill lions.
No, they don't. There's no warrior called Dustin. Dustin is not a warrior. Dustin does not mean warrior. Dustin means, like, shopkeeper, or like, I work dentist. In a post office. Yeah, that's what Dustin means. It's not warrior. I'm not going to use bad language on this, because I promised I wouldn't.
What about John? I'm sorry, Leon, it's another topic.
What is it?
It says Paralympics.
Paralympics.
Just Paralympics.
Okay. Yeah. It's Paralympics. It's Paralympics.
Paralympics.
No, it's not. Forget the O. Olympics. Paralympics.
Paralympics.
I think you got it then. Did you enjoy it?
Did I enjoy the Paralympics?
Yeah.
I did. I think it's really good. Really like what's the word?
Inspiring.
Yeah.
You just pointed at me then, really aggressively. Inspiring, that's what it is. It is.
There's only one event that I have beef with.
What is that?
Wheelchair fencing.
Is that, I don't know.
Why
don't you like it?
Well, you look me in the eye and tell me that's not just human jousting.
I just want to reiterate what I was saying earlier. Thank you so much. It means so much what you've done.
My boyfriend of a few months wants me to meet the parents.
That's a lie.
What do you mean?
First off, that's a lie. No.
He's just saying that, you think?
He's just saying, look, he's going to be serious now. Folks. Come in with folks. What I'd say is, like, it's the worst thing to do to introduce a girl to a family, just because, like, you're just going to get it. Everyone's going to give you a hassle.
And you don't want to overdo it either.
No.
Like the old man, like.
Yeah, all right. So you did all right, didn't you? Hey?
Well done.
Yeah. Just a quick pop in.
A quick pop in.
Mm.
Quickie pop in.
Don't do dinner. That's a horrible way to start. That's a horrible way to start. I wonder what you'd be like when you have your kids and your daughter brings home a boy.
Me?
Yeah. What do you think it's going to be like?
Sure, I don't really thought about it.
I think it'd be really nice.
Yeah, I think I would.
I'm going to be horrible. Whatever, whether it's a shit or...
You'll be horrible. Nice.
I'm just going to lay down the law and say, look, this is my house. That's my daughter.
Don't you touch her.
I think I'd just, like, maybe have, like, all the boys around. All the boys just happen to be there. All my mates. And then we just sit him down. And the girls go get ready or something. And then we just have a quick word.
Right.
Just, like, nothing aggressive, but...
I'll be the little boy. Hello, Mr. Jan.
How you doing, Dustin?
Yeah, good, thanks. Lovely house you've got here. I'm on the toilet at the moment. Mr. Jan.
Wash your hands and come out. Wash your hands and come out.
Yes, sir.
Wash your hands. Come on, man. Yeah. Sit on that stool.
Okay.
I've got my fright.
It's a lovely house.
I know, it's a lovely house. It's mine. See that picture there?
Which one?
That picture on the wall with my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little girl.
Yeah, that's really pretty.
What? You've got 5 years old, though. Which problem?
I'm just saying she looks
cute.
Can you
just keep your mouth shut for a moment?
Yes, sir.
That picture of my little girl, she'll always be my little girl.
But she won't.
What?
She won't always be a little girl.
Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm sorry, but...
It's funny that, because I brought a couple of friends around, so just in case you did have your mouth open.
You brought some people.
I brought Kevin along. Oh, I brought Kieran along. Thank you. And I brought someone else beginning with a K along. And
hello.
We are going to have a little sit down and just intimidate you for a little while. Would you like some ice cream?
No.
No! You're not getting... Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Would you like some Harry Bows?
Yes, please.
No, you're not getting any Harry Bows. Would you like a glass of wine? Would you like a glass of wine?
I'm 13.
I know you're 13. That's why I'm saying no, you're not allowed it.
Can I go?
No, please. You can't go.
I
want
to go.
Touch my daughter.
I'll just work myself.
Can you put any of your little fingers near her? You try to touch her. Cut it off. All right, then get out.
Where do you want me to go?
Just go home. Tell your dad I said hello.
Right.
Right. That's what I'd do. I probably wouldn't do that.
I don't think you should listen to that advice.
No.
You hit a low there.
Well, I'm getting quite emotional just thinking about it.
This one just says, Jimmy Savile.
Thanks.